This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, this morning, Ashreichem Shezachisem, to hear one of the most impactful teachings of the Chafetz Chaim. And today we're going to go to Sefer Shmiras Haloshein, which I was surprised that in Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, they didn't excerpt this section, because in Shmiras Haloshein Chilek Beis, the Chafetz Chaim goes through the Parshiyos HaTorah. And in it, the Chafetz Chaim explains a phrase in this week's Parsha that I think is one of the most beautiful and astounding interpretations of the Chafetz Chaim. Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. Kalev and Yehoshua say to Klal Yisrael, just don't rebel. Just don't rebel. What exactly were Kalev and Yehoshua telling Klal Yisrael? This is Chelek Sheni of Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, Parsha Shlach. The Chafetz Chaim, in a lengthy interpretation, understands that this was the Meraglim's problem. Of course they believed in Hashem. Hashem took them out of Egypt. Hashem made all the miracles. They saw the Ten Makos. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu go up to heaven and bring down the Torah. So what's the issue? Why could Hashem not repeat this when they enter Eretz Yisrael? They said that if you look in Eretz Yisrael, they have these giants there. And for us to overcome these giants, we need to be, it will only be if Hashem performs great miracles for us, like He did in Mitzrayim. Because there's no natural way to conquer this land. Look at the grapes, look at the figs, look at all the fruits. Everything is tremendous. It's going to require a nes l'mala min ha-teva. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes. And what the Meraglim were getting at was that we're about to go into the land of Israel. We're about to go into the palace of Hashem. Hashem's going to be looking at us with a microscope. And Hashem's not going to perform miracles for us the way He performed miracles when we left Mitzrayim. We're going to have, of course Hashem can, of course Hashem has the ability to, but how can we anticipate the Yeshua Hashem? We won't deserve it. So says the Chafetz Chaim, V'al taina harishoina sha'atem oimrim sha'avtochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nesinas ha'aretz hidavko imniyat tzadikim. Regarding your first taina, that God promised us the land, but God promised us the land, and He could easily give us the land, but there's one condition. We need to be righteous. We can only rely on God's promise if we're righteous. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hutos meikaroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enoy medakdek ala adam loymar, oishiacha rak ba'oifen shetia tzadik. Hashem is not so exacting with us to say, I'll only save you if you're a tzadik. Rak oimer loy, loy oishiacha emtia moired. God says, I'm your father, I'm gonna save you. Just I won't save you if you rebel against me. Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. V'lezeh simo Yehoshua v'kalev v'amru ach b'Hashem al timroidu. You ready for this? V'chozman she'ein adam moired b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu laker mitzvoisa b'kavana. So long as a person doesn't rebel against God to uproot his mitzvois intentionally, yuchal l'kavois l'chol toiv, a Jew can anticipate all good. Sometimes people say, yes, bitachain. Of course I trust in Hashem, but maybe I don't deserve for Hashem to be mashpia chesed on me. Maybe I can only have bitachon if I'm a tzaddik. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no, tos meikaroi. That's a fundamental mistake. Kozman she'ein adam moired, lakar mitzvoisu bekavana, Yuchal lekavois lechol toiv. A Jew can anticipate Yeshua, Simcha, and all the brachas of Hashem. Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. Hashem is not medakdek oishiacha rak ba'oifen shetiyat tzadik. No, Hashem just says, Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. You could be mekaveh to all toiv, as long as you're not mechavein la'akor mitzvoisa b'kavana. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.